Greetings, and welcome to the audio toolkit portion of our CASM training resource. In this episode, we'll explore our attention system with a directed experience exercise. We talk about situational awareness, or SA, in the airline industry all the time. What we don't talk about is how our attention system actually works. For simplicity's sake, we'll use neuroscientist and researcher Dr. Amishi Jha's description of our attention system. Our attention system actually has three subsystems with different qualities that allow us fluidity in our ability to navigate a complex world. First, there's focus, our flashlight of attention. When we direct our flashlight of awareness on something, it becomes brighter, highlighted, more salient. Whatever's not in the flashlight beam becomes suppressed, dampened, or dimmed. Attention researchers call this your orienting system, and it's what you use to select incoming information. For example, if I'm threading a needle, my full attention is oriented and focused on this task. Second, there's notice, our floodlight of attention. Where the flashlight is narrow and focused, the floodlight is broad and open. This quality is more diffuse and ready. You're not sure what you're looking for, but you know you're looking for something, and you're ready to deploy or focus your attention in any direction as you respond. Researchers call this the alerting system. If I'm walking through the woods where I know there may be predators, awareness is open and monitoring. A distant sound may alert me to point attention in that direction. And third, there's plan and manage behavior, or our juggler of attention. The juggler directs, oversees, and manages what we're doing moment by moment. It also makes sure our actions are aligned with our goals. Researchers refer to this as our executive function or conflict monitoring system. This is all good information, but a direct understanding of our attention system is much easier when we take intentional control of it. So let's click off our autopilot awareness and hand fly this attention system for a few minutes. Go ahead and take a relaxed but alert posture, sitting or standing. Hold a single finger in front of your eyes at a distance that allows you to comfortably see the details of your fingerprint. Using your executive function, your juggler, if you will, direct awareness to focus on the smallest detail of your fingerprint that you can see. Zeroing in and narrowing that flashlight beam down to a laser point. The overall feeling of this may be one of tunnel vision. As you keep your sight steady on the detail, become aware of the sensations or feelings in and around your eyes. Is there a kind of mental or physical clenching or clamping down? Do you sense contraction or tightness in the other parts of your body? Shoulders, arms, chest? Is your breathing shallow? Has your breathing changed? Notice how you can move awareness between the detail of the finger, external, and the internal bodily experience of what it feels like to have narrowed focus. The tiny details of my fingerprint look like this. The feeling of narrow focus in the mind and body is like this. Gently shift back and forth, like changing focal distance on a camera lens. Detail is like this. Mind-body awareness is like this. Go ahead and put your hand down and relax your gaze for a moment. In that exercise, we intentionally used our executive function, or juggler, to direct and focus attention on our fingerprint. Then, we shifted to our internal experience of doing so. We observed what it feels like to focus our flashlight, observing ourselves observing. Now we'll try a different exercise. Eyes forward with a neutral gaze, allow your attention to broaden out to the edges of your peripheral vision. Without moving your eyes, take in the whole view, a broad, open floodlight of awareness that includes many objects. keeping your eyes pointed straight ahead, you might notice your attention is landing on different things in this field of view. Your eyes aren't moving, but awareness or attention is wandering around your visual field, a kind of open monitoring of your external surroundings. Using this more open quality of awareness, bring attention inside and notice the sensations or feelings in and around your eyes. You may notice a more open, relaxed feeling in this area than you did with the focused view. You may feel more relaxed about your situation and surroundings. What about the sensations in the body? Are they less contracted, more relaxed than with the narrow focus view? Are you breathing easier, in a more relaxed way? In your mind's eye, you're observing yourself as you openly monitor. In a moment, when I say now, I want you to quickly bring your finger back up and zero in that attentional flashlight on the tiny detail of your fingerprint. Ready? Now. Finger up, focusing on the print. Fingerprint detail looks like this. Zero in on the small detail. Continuing to keep your eyes focused on the finger, bring awareness back inside and become aware of your overall experience compared to the open monitoring experience. Do you feel contracted, clamped down, or clenching? What's going on in and around the eyes, in the body? Has your breathing changed? Bring your hand down and relax. One last exercise. Neutral forward gaze, floodlight awareness out to the limits of your peripheral view. Without moving your eyes, silently in your mind, relax your juggler and allow awareness to wander on its own. Can you notice that even though the eyes remain motionless, attention itself is wandering around and landing on different things? Is the juggler intentionally directing awareness, or is awareness simply wandering? Okay, go ahead and relax. As we wrap up this exercise, let's review for a moment. Our attention system has three subsystems. These subsystems include qualities of awareness such as flashlight, or narrow focus, and floodlight, or open and monitoring. Our executive system, or juggler, can direct these systems intentionally, or they can function on autopilot. Here's an example of how this system worked for our ancestors. If I'm walking in the woods and I'm surprised to see a rattlesnake on the path, I may have a problem. I zero my attention on the possible threat and decide the best course of action. If I'm walking in the woods and see a wolf on the path in front of me, I don't have a problem. I have several. Wolves hunt in packs. Instinctively, my awareness goes back open to monitor and identify the many threats around me. As pilots, there are times when we need narrow focus and times when we need open monitoring. There are also times when we need to shift between these two. There are times when this must be done deliberately, and times when it's okay for the autopilot to direct this process. When our attention system is functioning inappropriately in a given situation, we are said to have poor situational awareness. One last example. If I'm flying IFR in a single-engine aircraft and I run a fuel tank dry, I have a problem. I quickly direct my attention to the fuel selector and select the fuller tank. Engine comes back to life, problem solved. However, if the fuel selector breaks off in my hand and I suddenly smell fuel, I have several problems. I'd better manage my attention appropriately for the new situation. Situationally appropriate awareness requires monitoring of these attentional subsystems. There are exercises that can be done in our gym of awareness practice to improve this attention system, which include specific kinds of meditation and by regularly pausing and checking in, briefly becoming what we call meta-aware. Meta-awareness is a purposeful focus at a conscious level of how you are developing and maintaining your situational awareness. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this useful. For more information and resources on this subject, check out the CASM Training Toolkit on the homepage of the Mindful Aviator website. That's www.mindfulaviator.com.